the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. The London Knights are in Rimouski for another run at the Memorial Cup, which begins tomorrow. And they'll be playing the Moncton Wildcats, Rimouski Oceanic, and the Medicine Hat Tigers. Today, I'm talking with London Free Press sports reporter Ryan Pyatt, who is in Rimouski getting ready for the tournament. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Yeah, good, Rachel. I had quite the trip getting here.
I heard you had a couple of hiccups, so that we're glad that you can join us. We're glad that you're there. I hear a lot of activity behind you. So where are you? What are you doing? How is everything there? Is everything getting set? What's the vibe like? So many questions.
I was here 16 years ago when they had the Memorial Cup, and it was one of the best, in rink experiences and around the rink that I've been to at any of the Memorial Cups. So I'm sure they're, I just walking around the rink the last couple hours. It's been, they've really made some improvements to this building, and it's just an awesome atmosphere here. And I think it should be a great tournament. I remember when Windsor won in 2009, that the fans here, like talk about spoiled. They got to see Sidney Crosby play this junior hockey here and go to, obviously, to the Memorial Cup in London. And then they had Taylor Hall. They had Taylor Hall before he got drafted. He was just a young guy. And now they got Gavin McKenna of Medicine Hat, who's, projected number one pick. Oh, and one of those, great players like Bedard and Crosby and all that. He's supposed to be on that path kind of thing. So, they've had a good, you don't get the Memorial Cup very often, but when you do, it seems like this city really capitalizes on it.
Yeah. Lots of superstars to watch. We're going to get into some of the players to keep an eye on in a little bit, but let's talk about the Knights first. They've won the Memorial Cup twice. How many appearances have they had at this tournament now? It seems like they're always there.
Oh yeah, this is testing my Trivial Pursuit knowledge here, but this is their seventh trip, and this is the second one in Quebec. And at, in 2012, they had a great team, and with Michael Hauser in net, and they went to the finals and lost to the host Shawinigan Cataracts in overtime, and that was a real tough loss. And that was a team that played in. The core group of that team, like Max Domi, Bo Horvat, they played in three straight Memorial Cup tournaments and didn't win any. And of course, a couple of years later, Mitch Marner, Matthew Tkachuk, Dvorak, and those guys, they finally got the job done, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, the Knights are very determined after losing last year in the final with like 20 seconds left. Their whole mission this year was to come back and finish the story, finish the job. Mm-hmm. And you could tell they're even today before they played one game that they're on a mission again.
Of all the four teams that are there, who do you think will be the Knights' toughest opponent?
Well, it's funny. It might be the first game against Moncton all year. So what happens is there's a bunch of NHL scouts that just take care of their own territory, but there's also a bunch of NHL scouts that cross the country and they see all the leagues and all the players. And around January or February, I started asking, these NHL scouts that kind of cross check and go all over the place. Like, okay, what do you think about the Knights and who out there can beat them? Cause they do have a top 10, the CHL is a top 10 list, but the teams don't play each other. So you can't, in the league, sometimes one league is weaker than the other. So, I'm not sure how much stock you put into those top 10 rankings, but anyway, so a lot of the scouts said that they thought nobody would beat London. Nobody in the CHL would beat London in a best of seven series. Like, wouldn't happen. Wow. But a team like Moncton could beat them in a one game, kind of the way Saginaw did last year, right? They obviously, London beat them like eight or nine times out of 12 and then lost the game, the finals. So I think I'm really interested to see. I think that'll set the tone as much as Rimouski and Medicine Hat will be a great game and a great environment. I think this Moncton London game is going to set the tone for what we're going to see the rest of the tournament.
So they're playing the second game. That's on the Saturday. And then the first game is the other teams, obviously.
Yes. And I always said the one way to make this tournament shorter would be to have like a, you know, in March Madness, have all four teams play on the same day, like a back-to-back. But TV is involved, and they only want one game a day. And but I thought that'd be an awesome launch. I always felt that would be an awesome launch on, like, Saturday. You know, you had game at 4 and a game at 7 or something like that. But I'm sure it's hard on the ice too, right? So that's also a consideration.
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, so let's talk about some of these players. And you mentioned a bunch of them already. Some of the players on the teams that we should be watching. Of course, we love our Knights players, Easton Cow, all the superstars that we have in London. But who else can we keep an eye on? Maybe if we haven't kept up with some of those teams and we're mostly keeping an eye on the OHL.
Yeah, I think let's start with Medicine Hat. And, you know, Gavin McKenna is going to be maybe a top pick next year. You know, he's from up in Yukon and just from a hockey family and one of these generational players. And then in the playoffs, they got Caden Lindstrom back, and he's the highest drafted player at this tournament. He was picked by the Columbus Blue Jackets, fourth overall, a couple years ago. And he's had injury troubles, and he hasn't played very much. But he did come back in the finals and gave them a huge boost. And, you know, so we talk about, like, what's Denver Barkey going to be like when he came back? We talk about that after 8-9 games. This guy didn't play for, like, a year, and he looked really good. So, you know, he'll be an exciting guy to watch. And, you know, Moncton's got – all the teams have drafted players. Like Moncton has 6 or 7, Rimouski too. But not in that same star power. But they have like Moncton's clearly the oldest team here. They got all kinds of 19 and 20 year old players. Rimouski, one thing I'll tell you, Rachel, about every tournament I've ever been, Memorial Cup tournament I've been in Quebec, is the host team is really hard to knock out of the tournament. They play with all kinds of passion, and the environment is, I don't think these, like London and Medicine Hat, Moncton would know. But this place will be electric, and something like you don't see too often before. And I could say, oh, yeah, well, you play in front of 9,000 in London, or you go to Kitchener or Oshawa, but it's really special. It's like a dance party for 3 hours kind of thing when you play here. So it's something for the players to have to get used to. And, you know, obviously the WHL hasn't had been successful at the Memorial Cup for many years, so and really not in Quebec for many more. So well, you know, one of the great stories is I remember in 2009 here in this rink, Kelowna was here with Jamie Benn and Tyler Myers and all that. And they kind of, I don't know if you'd say floated through, but they lost to Windsor. And Windsor was 0-2. And if they had got knocked out by Kelowna, they would have been out of the tournament in 0-3. But then Windsor won that game. And then they started knocking off the Quebec teams. And when they got to the finals, then all the fans booed Kelowna because they thought they, you know, didn't put in the effort that they needed to knock out Windsor. And so they were mad at Kelowna, and they booed the heck out of Kelowna and cheered for Windsor in the final. So
goodness.
That was wild. It'll be interesting to see what happens this time.
Yeah, it's a real hockey city. Dale Hunter this year celebrated 1,000 wins. And so talk about his experience as a coach, maybe compared to the coaches of the other teams.
Yeah, now there are very experienced coaches like Gardner McDougall with the Moncton has won a Memorial Cup. He's been a long time U Sports coach, but in 2022, St. John didn't do very well in the playoffs. And so they fired their coach and they brought in Gardner McDougall to be the interim coach just for the Memorial Cup tournament. And he won it. And, you know, he's also won a U18 championship, went undefeated with Hockey Canada. And he's one of the best coaches of all time at the university level. So I'm really excited to watch him and Dale Hunter go head to head. Obviously everybody knows what Dale's done, and you got Medicine Hat, you got Willie Desjardins. He's coached many years in the NHL, so he brings that pro experience with him, and he's coached Medicine Hat twice on and off for many, many years. So when he wasn't coaching in the NHL, he's coaching Medicine Hat. So he's a veteran too, right up there with those other guys too.
Lots of experience.
Yeah, it's, you know, the one thing I always wanted to see was Dale Hunter coach against Patrick Waugh in a Memorial Cup. And they kept missing each other by like a year. And I thought that would have been awesome. But this is going to be really great coaching matchups and real good strategy that we'll see. And one thing I'll tell you, Rachel, is the at this tournament, winning back to like teams, London will have to play back to back to start their tournament, and everybody, like the Western League will have to play back to back. So, and those are difficult to win when there's a good tournament and it's good competition. It's really hard to win two in a row.
You're talking about how Rimouski is a real hockey town. It's electric there. Dale gets a really good reaction, a good welcome when he's there, right? Whenever he's in Quebec, you mentioned that in one of your stories.
Yes, he's a famous Nordique grad, right? Like a former alumni of the Nordique, and there's still people have people love the Nordique of a certain vintage, right? They love the Nordique, and
yes.
they would love. Nobody understands why they've never brought them back, right? After they brought back Winnipeg, but he does tell a lot of stories here. I remember in Quebec City when I went in 2015. It was Oshawa was there, and everyone was saying, when they found out I was from London, they're like, is Dale Hunter coming? Is Dale Hunter coming? His old Quebec coach, Tiger Bergeron, and all the people were like, where's Dale? Where's Dale? And it's like, well, they didn't make it, so he's not coming, right?
Yeah.
But he had that kind of impact. He was that kind of player for that organization, and they don't forget it. He'll be, for sure, a spotlight will be on him here.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see. There'll be a lot of cameras on him for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, let's talk about London on the ice. What kinds of things are they going to be focusing on? Have you talked to the coaches, the players? What are they going to be focusing on during this tournament?
Well, just playing their game. I mean, they got an outstanding structure. It'd be disappointing if they got away from it, because that's the winning hockey they play, and they got the star power behind it. And if you think about the one time that in the last maybe year or two of playoffs that we didn't really see it was in the Memorial Cup final, the first half of it, right? Mm-hmm. So they kind of got away from their game before they picked it up and nearly won it. But, I think that what that experience gives them is, you know, if things don't work for 10, 15 minutes, they still have the ability to come back. If there's one lesson you learn from last year, it's like, if we're down 2-3-0, doesn't matter. But at the other side, you know, the Hunters are telling them, let's not get down 2-3-0.
Just
roll over these teams. And it was a good OHL this year. There were a lot of good teams, Windsor, Kitchener, Oshawa was a legit team. And London, after that first game, they were impressive, right? So London, and they can do the same thing here.
London is consistently impressive, successful. What is that formula? Like, what is it about this team that just makes them, they're always good? You know,
I like to say it's their PR guy, Alex Brown, who I'm sitting beside
right
now.
Shout out. Yeah.
Well,
it's not.
But it's, you know, Mark finds the players. Dale coaches them up. I think I wrote this last week, right? Mm-hmm, and then the players buy into what they believe in. Is it sending guys to Junior B? Is it, and then playing that 16, playing in a lot of situations, and then they're ready, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many countless examples of that. But I think one thing the Hunters do better than anybody is they get these kids to work hard and continuously work hard. And then when you have the talent on top of that, what's the old saying, right? You can, hard work will beat talent, but if you're working hard and you're talented, good luck beating that team, right?
Yeah.
So, that's, they've done it for 25 years. We all know I saw a stat somewhere that London Knights have more graduates in the NHL than like the country of Czechia or something like
that. Wow.
So it's like these guys are churning out more pipeline more than some of the better hockey countries, right? So
absolutely.
I don't see it changing anytime soon, right? We're talking about who's going to be good next year in the OHL. Well, London's going to have a great goalie. They're going to have a great first line. Don't expect them to go away.
Okay, so this is a long tournament. They're there for a long time.
Yeah,
they got
you
a lot
me.
Of. Yeah, I know you're there for a long time too. But they do have a lot of downtime, the players. So when they're not off on the ice, when they're not practicing or whatever they need to be doing, what are they doing for fun? What's up? What do they got going on?
Unless Rimouski's changed. Like, I remember being hungry a lot in Rimouski because you go to the game and then at 10 p.m. all the restaurants are closed.
So
hopefully that's changed. But except casual sport, except the sports bars or whatever. And then you go there and they'd say, we already had last call for food, but you can have a bunch of beer if you want. So you got to get your proteins and stuff somehow, right?
Yeah.
So, they always have, I think Rob Simpson was telling me that they have the first 4 or 5 days they have scheduled, right? And then they kind of go on the fly of what they're going to do. Now, they're kind of almost too far from Quebec. I remember in Shawinigan when they clinched early and they got to the finals, they had like 4 days off before the finals. So Dale took them they went on a bus and went to Quebec City and toured around the city, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I know last year in Saginaw, they also had that and they considered going home, back to London for a couple of days to rest and stuff. But instead they stayed and they went to the water park and stuff like that. And, every tournament's different and you have to kind of go with the flow a lot in the second half of it. And, I don't know. Like, is it, I think it's great to clinch and then go into the finals. But we've seen situations where You know, Guelph in 2014 was an example, as it felt like really long, and then they didn't perform right in the finals in London. There, you see that sort of thing, right? They're still teenagers, and they'd like to play every second day or whatever when you can, right? I think that's the big thing of this tournament, is if you go 3-0. But we've seen teams like the 05 Knights, the 16 Knights, they just rolled through and then won the finals too.
Yeah. Okay. You made some predictions on how each team will fare. Let's start with the Knights.
Predictions.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you're the expert, so we got to talk to you about it. Starting with the Knights, how do you think they're going to do in this tournament?
Well, I mean, their dream scenario would be to win it.
Of course.
Are they going to go 4-0? I don't know. Like, it's hard to say where they have to go the hard road through. Mm-hmm. But they got the depth and they got the star power to, you know, win any of the games here. And if they have to take the long road, they'll still be fresh enough to win the finals. And I think they'll win it. I mean, they came so close last year and they brought all the same guys back pretty much, right? So you can guarantee Kasper Holten will probably score a couple goals in the Memorial Cup.
Okay. All right. What about Rimouski?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that comes here just can't wait for the hosts to get eliminated because they're all, the crowd's always a factor, and the buzz of the tournament stays really strong when they're involved, right? And nothing more than Shwinigan when I saw that. Like, that Shwinigan team was not a great Memorial Cup champion team, but they got on a roll and they behind their backup goalie and they won the thing. And that's kind of the, when you're in Quebec, there's a certain aura of it and the excitement, and like I said, you never know what could happen. And that Rimouski team 16 years ago that was here was a very good team and very, very hard to knock off. It just took like Windsor with Taylor Hall and Ryan Ellis and Adam Henrique and all that. Like, it took a real good team to knock them out, but it was tooth and nail, right, to get them out of here. But I'll tell you, when the host does get eliminated from the Memorial Cup, it's not the same tournament. But so I don't know, like, you
know, the city is bummed out, right? So
They've had to, obviously, like all hosts, you know, you're in the tournament and you got to make a bunch of trades and get guys in there to boost your team, if you know, and we'll see how they handle that. But you know, they're playing against teams like Medicine Hat and London and Moncton, that these guys, the core group, has been there a long time.
Okay, talk about Medicine Hat. How do you think they're gonna do? How do you think?
Well, yeah, it's a long time coming back for them. I think, you know, they played through a lot of adversity, through injuries, and obviously their goalie was the MVP. And when the goalie's the MVP, you're always in the game, right? So he was a great playoff performer, and he's coming in hot. So, you know, that's something where you never know, right? If you get good goaltending, you can win any of these games, right?
Yeah, and Moncton.
Yeah, Moncton, like I said, very excited. I watch him on TV a bit. I'm really excited to watch them play. And you know what? I was talking to Knights grad Sean McGurran the other night, and I asked him about Gardner McDougall, the coach. And he said, and about, you know, comparing and contrasting him to Dale, who he also played for in London. And he said one thing Gardner McDougall does, which is great, because all these one game, they're all one-offs, like game sevens kind of thing. He said, we'd be on a bus for 4 hours to Prince Edward Island, play in Charlottetown, and a snowy day and like, December, January, and he'd make us feel like we were playing game seven at Madison Square Garden against the New York Rangers or something like that. And he did it every game. Every game he found the button to press to get the guys going. When both were at New Brunswick, University of New Brunswick. So, and that was the team, McGurn's first year was the team that went undefeated the entire season. Nobody's ever done that. It was great coaching. So he's a motivator, a real motivator. Dale being a tactician, you know, with last change and stuff like that. Gardner McDougall, the motivator.
Okay, well, thank you, Ryan. I know you got lots going on. There's lots of people where you are, and I know it's just the beginning. So hopefully we'll talk to you again, and go Knights go.
You bet. Thanks so much for having me.